Quest for a Greater Whiteness, the last document in a series titled The Intermittency of Physical Reality, written by Z. Charnot on February the 11th, 2006. Heading: The Sequential Themes That Follow the Discovery of Intermittency. Upon discovery of the intermittent nature of physical reality, the themes that come in sequence are 1. The extendability of any and all undertakings in a quest for knowledge, for understanding, for possibility, for feasible progression of evolution of the mind, the body, and or the spirit. 2. What combines, or what forms likely complexes, or what goes together and fits seamlessly in a development towards a greater oneness. And 3. How can intricacy, higher resolution, fractal continuity be gained in the harmonic extension of existent pattern and energy parceling systems? Heading: Principles versus Laws. Laws or rules tend to be limiting means used for remedy, the treatment of problems in the advent of systemic conflict or discontinuity. Alternatively, principles are more rudimentary or more fundamental patterns. Heading: Whiteness, composed of bright lines separated from one another. The whiteness of light is not a whiteness generated by a continuous array of frequencies or wavelengths. The whiteness we experience is only the balanced presence of the colors or hues which are characteristic of the energy parceling system of the charges which make up physical reality. Isaac Newton discovered that white light could be refracted and could be separated into component colors or hues. Spectrophotometry uses the prismatic refraction of light to identify the energy levels of the electrons or the charges in a species of atoms. Heading: Colors or hues that don't exist here and now. Can we find a color or a hue which is between the known intervals of color? Can we generate some harmonic pattern which provides us with overtones that disclose or that manifest an adjacent energy parceling system? Do some glands compound some substances that access these colors or hues? Is that what meditation does? Is that how mediums sense what others can't? Heading: Biochemical correlations accompanying hypnosis. What is it that is accessed by hypnosis when the brain waves are guided into the theta frequencies of 4 to 7 hertz? How do the subjects, so hypnotized, access their life between lives? Does memory use some such means of probing and reading into the subtle fields of energy parceling called the past? Is memory a psychic practice? Heading: The Nature of Time. Is it the very nature of time to bring the tuning of consciousness to the focus in the frequency range of physical reality in the now? Is the past and the future merely this shift in the colors of the energy parceling system of the whiteness of now in physical reality? Heading: Exploring the Past and the Future. Perhaps the modulation of this array of colors or hues is all that is required to explore the past with memory, or the future as a prophet may achieve. Perhaps it is like changing the key in which the music of nowness is played. Heading: The Division of the Octave. How do we divide the octave in music? What harmonic scheme do we use? The music with which we are familiar divides it into 12 parts. What if we divide the octave into more parts? What if we choose an alternative commencing frequency? For example, 256 hertz for middle C. What if we choose an alternative interval of time other than the second? Heading: Researched Indicators. Several bodies of research suggest what we might want to explore. First, the research of Dr. Rick Strassman, PhD, on the DMT molecule. Second, the research of Dr. Michael Persinger, PhD, at Laurentian University, using electromagnetic frequencies applied to the temporal lobe of the brain. Three, the patented work used at the Monroe Institute, using audio frequencies of different frequencies in each ear. In the journals of Robert A. Monroe, he reports what are regarded as parallel realities. Number four, the work of Dr. Michael Newton, PhD, using hypnosis with trance states that explore theta frequencies of brain waves. And five, in the Seth writings by Jane Roberts, probable selves are discussed. Heading: The increased activity in our local star. We now face an activity level in our local star, the Sun, which has shown a 230% increase in magnetic energy since 1901. Changes of a major nature are occurring in every planet in our solar system. The Earth is not exempt. The human species is not exempt. We should prepare to change, or to be changed. And there are numerous footnotes. Number one being on neuralistic programming, series of books by Richard and Grinder and Bandler. Books by Michael Duff Newton. Journey of Souls, Destiny of Souls, Life Between Lives, Spiritual Regression. DMT, the Spirit Molecule by Richard Strassman. A number of journal articles regarding psychedelic drugs. The American Journal of Psychiatry. Western Journal of Medicine. Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. Neuroendocrinology Letters. Archives of General Psychiatry. Much of this having to do with the works of Rick Strassman. Endocrine Research. Archives of General Psychiatry, Journal of Nervous and Mental Disease, Behavioral Brain Research, and Biological Psychiatry, Journal of Near-Death Studies, Drug and Alcohol Dependence, Review of Psychedelic Research, and Journal of Substance Abuse, with also followed by a number of book chapters listed on LSD, DMT, etc., etc. I won't go any further in that.